Yeraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Tassim Abayz. We're holding by the first medium-sized line on Tassim Abayz by the words Mikdash Rishon. So says the Gemara, Mikdash Rishon Mibnei Macharav, why was the first place of Mikdash destroyed? Mibnei Shalosh Averis, Shalosh Advarim Shayubai, because of three Averis that they had. Avadazara Gila Rai Sashrikas Damim. Avadazara, they had Avadazara during that time, as the Pasuk says, Ki katzar hamatzah mishtareya. My katzar hamatzah mishtareya. What is the pasuk referring to? Amar Yonasan katzar matzah zeh mishtaru alav shnei reyim ke'achad. That literally the couch is too small for these two reyim, referring to Hashem and Avodah Zarah. That there's no malkum for Hashem and Avodah Zarah. But you see that they had Avodah Zarah. And the pasuk continues, v'maseicha tzara kiyeschanis. The pasuk calls the maseicha the Avodah Zarah tzara, a rival. Amar Shmuel bar Nachmeni ki matir Rabbi Yonasan laikra. When Rabbi Yonasan used to get to this pasuk, bachi would cry. Amr, he would say, "Man dechsiv be koines kaned mehayam." That the one who it says about him that he's so powerful, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is so powerful that he gathers the waters like a mound. Nasas o masechet tzara, and Avodah Zarah is considered a rival to him. So he used to cry when he got to this pasuk. Gilei Arayis, that Gilei Arayis by the Bayis Rishon, Nechsev, as the pasuk says, Vayomer Hashem, Yan ki gavu b'nei tziyoim, v'telachna netu yezgard, u'mesakris inayim, holuch v'tof of telachna, u'braglein ta'akasna. So the pasuk of the Gemara darshins, Yan ki gavu b'nei tziyoim, because they had gaiva, the b'nei tziyoim, shoyim ha'alchus arucha b'tzad kitzara. They walked, used to walk the tall ladies right by the short ladies in order to get extra attention. V'telachna netu yezgard, and shoyim ha'alchus b'kuma zugufa, with a straight back, which also a sign of gaiva. And they had gazing eyes. They have a million kuchlo in hand. Used to put on a lot of eye makeup in order to get attention. They walked in a certain way. They used to walk very slowly with their heel by their toes, and that's how they would walk in order to also to get extra attention. They used to put different types of besamim. They used to take different types of besamim. They used to put it in their shoes. When they passed by young men, so they would stomp on the ground with their shoes filled with this besamim. And they used to spray the bachurim with their perfume, which would cause the yitzahara to enter these bachurim like the poison of an angry snake. So the point is that you see they had pritzos, which we said means obviously if there was pritzos, then naturally the next step is that there's going to be gilui arayis. Shvichus damim dechsev, as the pasuk says, v'gam dam naki shafach menashe harbe meoid ad asher mili yisur shlayim pelafed, that Menashe killed a lot of people, or it could be it's just referring to Yeshaya who shoved to a lot of people, but the point is that you see that there was shvichus damim. Ava Mikdash Sheni, says the Gemara, but the second base of Mikdash, that they were doing the right things. They didn't have Gilei Arayis, Shvichus Damim, and Avodah Zarah. So why was the second base of Mikdash destroyed? Says the Gemara, because there was Sinas Chinam, which the Chavetz Chaim says is Lashon Hara, which teaches us Shashkula Sinas Chinam, Keneged Shalosh Averis, that Sinas Chinam is equivalent, Ishakul, to three Averis Chamurais, Avodah Zarah, Gilei Arayis, and Shvichus Damim. Says the Gemara Vayter, Risham Hayu Al Shatalu Bitchayinam Bakadosh Baruch Hu, which the Gvura Sari says is that really Hemshech of the Memra of Rav Yechna Ben Torta from Tesim and Aleph. He said that they were Risham, but they had Bitachun. So who's that referring to? Says the Gemara, Asan LeMikdash Rishayin. It's referring to those in the Mikdash Rishayin, Tichsev, as the Pazak says, Reisheha B'Sheichad Yishpaitu, that they took bribery to judge, the Chayhaneha B'Mechir Yeru, and the Kayhanim taught for a fee, and V'yeha B'Chesef Yiksemu, and they prophesied also for but they relied on Hashem, and he said, Hashem's with us. Nothing bad could happen to us because Hashem's with us. So says the Gemara that because they had bitachon, even though really they were deserving to be destroyed because they did these horrible things, HaKadosh Baruch Hu instead just brought in them three gzeres, connected the three averis that they had done, either referring to the Gila Rai Shuchas Damim and Avodah Zarah that they had in the Bayis Rishon, or referring to the three averis that they had that the pasuk over here is referring to. Shneimer, as the pasuk says, l'chem beglalchem, because of you, because of what you've done, so tziyon tzada techari, so tziyon is going to become like a plowed field, v'yushalayim ayin tiyan, Yushalayim is going to become ruins, v'harabayis levam is yaren, Yaharabayis is going to be like a desolate forest. Says the Gemara, Bemekdash Rishon, Lahayu Basinas Chinam. They didn't have Sinas Chinam in the first Beis HaMikdash. Vaksid, but the Pasuk says, Megura Yel Cheref, Hayu Esami, Lachin Tzvaik Al Yarech. And Va'amar Rabbi Lezer, Eilu Bnei Adam, Sha'eichel Vashayitzim Zem Zed, that the Pasuk's referring to people that they eat and drink with each other as if they're good friends. V'daikrin Zed Zed, but then they stab each other, Becharav Vishabilashayna, with the sword of their tongue, meaning they say Lashon Hara about each other. And you said this, so you see that they had Sinas Chinam. Says the Gemara, he b'nesiya Yisrael havoi. That's just talking about amongst the Nesiya Yisrael. That amongst the Nesiya Yisrael they had Sinas Chinam, but amongst the regular general Am there was no Sinas Chinam. How do we know that they had Sinas Chinam amongst Dafka the Nesiya Yisrael? Because the beginning of that pasuk says Zak v'Hilul ben Adam ki haisa ba'ami. And so V'tani we learned in the Braise says Zak v'Hilul ben Adam that cry and wail everyone. Yachol l'chol. I might think that everyone had Sinas Chinam. Tamulai. He b'chol Nesiya Yisrael. The Hemshach of the pasuk says that no, it was amongst the Nesiya Yisrael. So you see, only the Nesiya Yisrael at Sinas Chinam, but not the general Am. Rabbi Yechler, Rabbi Lazar, Damar Tervayu, Rishonim Shinesgal La'avainim, the Rishonim, those in the first Beis HaMikdash. That their Avera was revealed, that Sinas Chinam Gilarais and Shrichas Damim they did in the open. So therefore, Nesgal La'kitzam. So therefore, their end was also revealed. And they were told that they were only going to be in Golis for 70 years. But Achreinim Shaloi Nesgal La'avainim, but Achreinim, those in the Bayesheni, that their Avera was not revealed, they had Lashon Hara, which is something that's typically done privately, Shaloi Nesgal La'kitzam. So their Kates was not revealed, and we're Taka still in the Golas, and we all know when it's going to end. Which the Marsha points out that this is similar to that, which we find that the punishment of a Ganev is more severe for stealing privately, kilo hiding from Hashem, than the punishment of a Gazlan who steals in the open. Rabbi Yechanan says, Toiva Tziparn and Shal Rishonim, the fingers of the Rishonim are greater, Mikreis and Shal Achreinim, than the stomachs of the later ones. Meaning this concept of Yuridus Adairus, that even the fingers of the earlier Adairus are greater than our stomachs. Amar Le Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish at Rabbi Yechanan, Ad Rabba, Achreinim Adifi, we're greater, the ones in the later generations are greater. Because Afil Gav, Dika Shiba Malchis, even though we're suffering, we're in the hands of the Goyim, Kaaskibit Tyran, still we're being Isaac and Tyra. So really, we're greater than the earlier generations. So Amar Lei, Rabbi Yochanan said back to Rish Lakish, Biru Teichiach. All you have to do is look at the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is the Raya. Shechazra L'Rishayinim and went back to those in the earlier generations. V'loi Chazra L'Achrayinim and it didn't go back to those in the later generations. We still don't have it. So you see, obviously, the earlier generations were greater. And the Gemara brings a similar back and forth. Shaul was Rabbi Lazar. They asked Rabbi Lazar, Rishayinim G'daylim Achrayinim G'daylim. Who's greater? Those in the earlier generations or those in the later generations? So Amar Lehem, he said to them, look at the Bira, look at the Beis HaMikdash. You could Amir, some say this was the Nusach he said, that Edeichem Bira, that the Beis HaMikdash is the Raya. That's the Edom. The Edom is the Beis HaMikdash. Because they came back to those in the earlier generations, and it still hasn't come back to us. Says the Gemara Veiter, Rish Lakish Avisarchi Biyardina, Rish Lakish was one time washing himself in the Yardin, and also Rabbi Bar Barchana, and Rabbi Bar Barchana came from Bavel, to Eretz Yisrael, he saw Rish Lakish in the Yardin, and Yahavli Yadda, so he gave his hand to help Rish Lakish out. Amr Le, Rish Lakish said to Rabbi Bar Barchana, Eloha, meaning Eloshan Shvua, Sanena Luchu, I don't like you, I don't like the Bnei Bavel. Dechsev, because it says about the Bnei Bavel, Imchayma hi nivne aleha tiras kasef, Imdelas hi natsur aleha luacharis, which we dash into mean that the pasuk saying imasisim atzmechem kechayma, if you would have made yourselves like a wall that all the stones are attached, valisem kulcha bimei Ezra, and all of you would have stuck together, and all of you would have came bimei Ezra up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, but Bizman the Bayesheni, so then imshaltim kekasef, so then you would have been like kasef, like silver, she'ein rakav shaylepai, which rust doesn't affect silver, meaning that there would have been ashras ashchina in the second Beis HaMikdash. But achshav shalishchem kedalasois, but now that you went shalishchem kedalasois, so now, but now that you went up like doors of a gate, where you could have one door open, one door closed, meaning you weren't together, and some of you stayed back in Bavel, so nimshaltim kares. So now you're compared like a cedar tree, sharekev shalipai, which cedar trees have some amount of rekev, which is shalit on it. My eres, and why is that the mashal? What would that there's only some rust on the cedar tree? Amar ula sasmagor, it's referring to the sasmagor, to the type of worm that it eats the insects. inside of the cedar tree and leaves just the outside. So ma'isas magor, meaning why is that the mashal to the level of ashras hashkina that they had in the second base of mikdash? So says the Gemara, because Amar Rabbi Abba basko, because there was still a basko in the second base of mikdash. Meaning even though they didn't have shkina, but they still had basko, which is like the chitzonius of ashras hashkina, just like they had, just like with the sasmagor, you still have the outside of the cedar tree. So too in the zman of the bayisheni, even though they didn't have shchina, but they still had basko, which is some sort of lower level of shchina. K'detani, like we learned in the brayso, that mishameis in the neviim achrenim, chag is chayu malachi. When chag is chayu malachi, the neviim achrenim, when they were mesu, so nistalka ruach hakodesh mi'israel. So Klaisor lost the ruach hakodesh, v'dain hayu mishtamshim bebasko, but they still had a basko, which is a sort of lower level of ruach hakodesh. Now the Gemara just asked on the story that we just said, Reish Lakish mi mishtoi bahad Rabba Bar Barchana, would Reish Lakish really speak publicly with Rabba Bar Barchana? Umar Rabba Lazar, referring to Rabba Lazar ben Pedas, Demar, the Arad Yisrael Havo, he was the leader in Arad Yisrael. Will he have a mishtoi Reish Lakish bahaday? And Afal Pikim, Reish Lakish would not speak to him. He would not speak to Rabba Lazar ben Pedas. Why? Because demand the mishtoi Reish Lakish bahaday b'shok, because anyone who Reish Lakish would speak to publicly, so Yavle Iska Blei Sadi, so other people would see that, they would take that as a siman, it must be this person is super trustworthy, and they would do business with him without having any edim on their transactions. So therefore, Reish Lakish didn't speak to people publicly, even Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas. So Bahadi Rabbi Bar Chana Mishtai, so would he really speak publicly with Rabbi Bar Chana? So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Papa Shadi Gavra Binayo. What you have to do is you have to switch one of the people in the story. I Reish Lakish Hava, either keep it that it was Reish Lakish, but Viziri, but it was the Iri who was the one that went up from Bavel, and that's someone who Reish Lakish would speak to publicly, even though he wouldn't speak to people publicly, but Zeiri was already known by himself, so that's someone who he would speak to publicly. Oy, Rabbi Bar Bar Chana Hava, or keep it that Rabbi Bar Bar Chana was the one who came up from Bavel for Rabbi Lazar, and it was Rabbi Lazar who was the one in the Yarden and not Reish Lakish. Says the Gemara Vayter, Ki also l'kami Rabbi Yochanan, when Reish Lakish came to Rabbi Yochanan, so he told him about this whole story, and this drasha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset at the Bnei Bavel, because they didn't all come up, Yimei Ezra, and Amar Leirish, Rabbi Yochanan said back to Reish Lakish, Lav Hainu Taima, that's not why there was no Ashras Hashchina by the Bayi Sheni. You think that the reason why that there was no Ashras Hashchina by the Bayi Sheni is because the Bnei Bavel didn't all come up to Eretz Yisrael, that's not why. Rather, Dinami Saliku Kulu, even if everybody would have went up, Bimei Ezra, Lehavishari Yashchina, still there wouldn't have been Shchina, but Mikdashani in the second base of Mikdash. Tachsiv, as the Pasuk says, Yafta Lukim Liyafes, Vyishkoim Bailei Shem, which we dash into mean, Afo Gav, the Yafta Lukim Liyafes, even though Hashem gave beauty to Yafes. He gave beauty to Yafes, is referring to, we'll see soon, the Parsiim, the Persians who come from Yafes, that they're the ones who built the second base of Mikdash, and they were Zeichet to build, a very beautiful base of Mikdash, but still, Ain Ashchina the Shechina is only Shaira by Eilei Shem in the first Beis HaMikdash, which was built by Shlomo HaMelech. Uparsayim inal and the Yefes Kasu. And how do we know that Parsiim come from Yefes? The Chsiv, as the Pasuk says, Bnei Yefes, the children of the Yefes are Gaimer Umagoy Vitiras. Now we say Gaimer is a Garmamia. Gaimer is referring to Garmamia, where that's where they lived. Magog Zakandia, Mada is Umakedonia, Yavan Kemashmai, Tuval Zabes Unaiki, Mashach Zumusia, Tiras is a Machlaikas. Pligi by Rav Simai Vrabanan, Vamilo Rabbi Simoin Vrabanan. Some say not Rav Simai, some say Rav Simoin. Chal Amar, one of them says Zu Bes Traiki. V'chad Amar Zu Paras, it was Persia. Tani Rav Yosef Tira Zu Paras. You see that Paras, that Persia, comes from, the Persians come from Yefes. That's what Rabbi Yochanan was telling Reish Lakish, that it's not true, even if the Bnei Bavel would have all went up to Eretz Yisrael, still there wouldn't have been Shechina in the Bayi Sheni, because it was built by the Bnei Yefes, by the Persians, and the Pasuk says that Hashem only gave beauty to the Persians, to the Bnei Yefes, but Ein Shechina Sheira, Ela Ba'ele Shem.